Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Wow. Is that how you're going to react to my voice? Wow.
Your
eyebrows shot up like, oh my God, I have to listen to him. Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today. Welcome to our Facebook family out there who are watching through Facebook Live. It is our prayer that today's show inspires you, informs you, and brings glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I'm seated next to... Ooh, there's so many. My lovely bride.
Thank you.
Amy.
Thank you. No,
I made you nervous a little bit.
My headphones
We've had a feisty pre-show.
We have. We have in a little party here.
Yes.
And you all are welcome to join it. We are in a joyful, festive mood, but my headphones evidently were a little too loud.
I told her every single time. I mean, we've done a show, half hour and then an hour. We've done one for over 2 years, right?
Almost 2 years.
Yes, thank you. Every single time she puts on a set of headphones, it's like she's never had them on before in her life. And it's like watching a cat that you put a sock on one of their feet. It's like, what is new about this experience?
Okay, so that's it. So now I'm going to walk around with headphones on.
If that's what it takes for you to act normal.
Well, listen, maybe Santa will bring me some special headphones.
Special.
And, yes. That are lightweight, don't squeeze out my earrings.
Gosh.
Hint, hint. Hans.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So now we segue very eloquently to our banter. And this was brought up right before the show. Let's talk about love languages.
It's a season of giving. And I was just thinking about our conversation about gift giving. And as we age, we don't need as much stuff. We're actually going to end our show today with some great, amazing Christmas gift ideas for an older adult in your life. So I thought we'd start the show with talking about love languages.
So quickly, because we don't have a whole show to talk about nonsense. What are the different categories in this realm of love languages?
So love languages are acts of service.
Okay, you can go a little quicker.
Oh, affection, time together.
These aren't real. We don't have to pretend like each one's.
And gift giving. And did I say affection? Affection, time together, acts of service. Yep. Oh, words of affirmation. Words.
And I said mine isn't on that list. Mine's silence and obedience.
Isn't that mine? I think biblically mine is silence.
I don't think Christian thought I would put that on air. It was probably ill-advised to put on air, but
well, I'm
anyhow,
curious, Christian, have you done the love language survey?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I have.
What is your love language?
I think, if I remember correctly, it's words of affirmation, and then was it like a physical touch or something?
Ah.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
A verbal pat on the back from the other side of the counter.
From a man with few words.
Yes.
Yes. Words of affirmation. And yours is affection and gifts.
Yeah.
Which you grudgingly admit.
Well, you know, it's not one of the finer aspects of one's character to say, I enjoy receiving gifts.
Yeah.
But I also enjoy giving gifts.
Okay, so what's mine? Almost 25?
All the above.
No. What's my predominant?
She claims that it's acts of service.
Oh, yeah.
But it's truly anything and everything and all at once and
empty
constantly.
Dishwasher. I can name the acts of service that.
Yeah, let's go there.
That make me feel so loved.
Oh, time's up.
Time's up.
Go ahead. Move on to your next.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to point out we have we're right in the season. We have a couple of great shows coming up. We have a show coming right around Christmas, talking about the signs of the season. So tune in and watch for that. Shout out on Facebook and tune into our website. Let me get this straight. Yeah. Our website page, which is seniorprovisions.com. Go to the Harvest Radio tab and you will be able to see and click on and listen to the signs of the seasons.
Wow.
These are, well, in all seriousness, these are great things to look for in your loved one over the holiday season, and we are always available to answer any questions. Right now, our phone is ringing off the hook. A lot of folks went home for Thanksgiving, and mom's progressed in her memory loss. Dad's not taking care of his activities of daily living as well as he used to, and we're blessed and honored to be helping so many families right now.
Indeed.
So just a reminder of that. And then as you're making your schedule for the new year, don't forget, as the Alzheimer's Faith Community Educator, we have access to some great information through the Georgia chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. We would love to come out to your organization, your church, your club, your women's group, and present on some information about warning signs and the most popular, which is prevention and nutrition.
Yes, ma'am.
So just a couple of reminders.
All right. Well, we're here because of the support of amazing partners out in the community. And we want to thank the American Parkinson's Association Georgia chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They're a trusted partner for resources and support for families dealing with Parkinson's. If your loved one has recently been diagnosed or care has become too difficult at home, please give us a call. We would love to help. Our number is 888-979-8783. And then we want to move on to our spotlight caregiver question. It comes to us from Karen from Dunwoody. The doctor has recommended that my mom go in for a inpatient geriatric psychiatric evaluation. What is it and what should I expect?
Wow. I know. So we have been getting this question quite a bit too. This is the season for bronchitis and colds, urinary tract infections, dehydration, all of those things over the years we have talked about, or over the years, or over the months, we have talked about those contributing to signs and symptoms of dementia. And when someone has an infection going on in their body, or perhaps there is, I always say this, they've turned a corner in the disease process and they're exhibiting new behavior that is preventing them from having a great quality functional life. Maybe they are exhibiting some challenging behaviors, resisting care, won't take a shower, ability for that caregiver to redirect them or reapproach and have them take their medicine.
Inappropriate behavior just comes out of the blue. I can't tell you the people of character and people of position corporately or business-wise that then have this succumb to their disease process.
Absolutely. And it can be startling. It can be shameful. That's why we're talking about it. There is no shame. This is the disease process. Not everyone with Alzheimer's and dementia experiences this, but when they do, it's important to first get them into a medical evaluation. So they're going to get them on an antibiotic. They're going to find out, is it a chemical imbalance within the body? What is going on that is causing this? Maybe it's a medication reaction. Then, based on a Jerry psychiatric evaluation, a doctor at the ER or even a primary physician can say, based on these behaviors, I think your mom or dad would benefit from going into a hospital-like environment. So this is covered by insurance. It's typically 5 to 7 days. And we're going to introduce or rebalance current medications. Mm-hmm. So if you're introducing medications, sometimes people can get sleepy.
It's a balance. It is what it is. You're trying to strike the balance between curtailing behaviors and and challenges to getting them kind of on a balanced level.
Absolutely. And so they're gonna do what they need to do in a safe medical environment where there's nurses and physicians watching them. It can be a little scary, but we've had several families that have gone through this process. And the best thing to do is just know that this is going to benefit your loved one. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, it's so important once discharge happens, whether it's to home or into a memory care facility, is to have the physician follow up. Mm-hmm. So those medications can take weeks and weeks to process and get to a new norm. So they may have to dial up or dial back. And so that follow up back at the facility is so important. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a great show today. We are discussing the benefits of an elder care assistance program in a organization or business. And we have a senior provisions, an active program. And we are going to be talking about, like, when our phone rings and suddenly your best employee is walking out the door to take care of a parent, what do you do? How can you be prepared? Stay with us and listen to Harvest, and we'll tell you.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia. Or call 404-325-2020.
Dad's stroke took us all by surprise, and we didn't realize how bad Mom's memory loss had gotten. We were overwhelmed and confused and couldn't trust the information we found on the internet. We needed someone who understood what we were going through and someone who knew how to help. When the social worker recommended that we contact Senior Provisions, it was an answered prayer.
When you call Senior Provisions, one of our local advisors will personally meet with you and assess your loved one's needs. They'll help you find a trusted provider for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs while protecting your privacy. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the guidance that you have been searching for. Call today. We hope to be your answered prayer. 888-979-TRUE.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Welcome back to The Harvest. I love Christmas music, so it's out there.
Yes, I've been... Is my mic up? Okay.
No, that's part of my Christmas gift, as I turn your mic down.
I've been hearing that voice, that lovely voice singing.
Oh, my voice, yes.
Yes. And I'm just going to, I know we're done with the banter part of the show, but
let's get to it.
Hans tried to attempt a new lower octave.
Yeah, I'm working on lower octaves. I'm trying I've seen what Mariah Carey has done with her octave range, and I think that's the little tool of my toolbox I'm missing. So I'm working on a lower register.
He tried to do
Christian
this
knows
Sunday
exactly
morning.
That I'm just that far away from a viable career.
Okay, so yeah, tell our listeners about our show. Let's get back to
this. Is the Harvest Radio Show, and we are welcoming you back, and we're so glad you're listening up until now. We get hundreds of calls each month from adult children that are mostly all working full-time, and they need help figuring out rehab selections because of their parent, and their parents being discharged from the hospital. They need home care options because they've now reached that point where what they're able to do between work hours or outside of work hours is not enough. Dad needs more help with bathing. These are ADLs, you know, meals, medications. These happen throughout the day. Or mom's Alzheimer's has gotten worse, and she's now no longer safe at home and needs memory care immediately. So the question is, how is your organization equipped to help, and how are you managing the loss of time and money?
You know, we have employees ourselves that have aging parents, and, you know, we are on both sides, being employers mm-hmm. and also helping those employees out there. And so the more that you can be equipped as a leader in your organization, the more resources that you can have available. And so we're going to talk about our elder care assistance program that many organizations in Atlanta benefit from. And just to, I think it's important how this differs from a normal kind of employee assistance program that people can call an 800 number.
Right. So like there's healthcare and there's health insurance. And then some companies or organizations have a second avenue of care. And that's usually referred to as employee assistance program, where that's just like an added element of their health insurance. That typically does not include anything relating to senior care.
Very little.
So we just have, over the years, have come to realize that there's this really big gap. And what we do each and every day fits right in with this gap. And so it's really about building a program of awareness and education and resources, a network of vetted resources. And that's what our elder care assistance program is.
And it's no cost.
Exactly.
To your
that's
organization.
The punchline. It's free to your organization. It's, you know, in all transparency, it's just about connecting those dots and being a resource for your employees.
Well, let's talk about the problem. Let's mm-hmm. talk about what is really actually happening out there. Over 19 million family caregivers are employed full time. And caregiving, as we've talked about, is a full-time job, mm-hmm. but they are employed full-time and still managing care of a parent or a spouse at home.
Right.
And that's a huge number, 19 million.
Here's another big number. $36 billion are lost by employers in productivity each year related to senior care.
I think about any position. You know, I often will say, you know, Take a pretty dominant, important role in an organization, especially like at a church. Say you're music minister. Ours is awesome. I'm going to give a shout out to Mark Burnett and his wife, Carrie. Great couple. If Mark, suddenly, his mom's in great health. She's young and vital, but let's say something happens. Mark's a son. He needs to go. He needs to take care of his mom.
Mm-hmm.
You do not. I mean, there are a couple people that could maybe step in for a couple of Sundays. But as an orchestra, we would be a mess. We need them. We need them.
Yes, indeed.
So that's a great example. A teacher at school. I mean, you can do so much with subs. What about, I mean, everyone who has a parent who is aging is mm-hmm. falls in this category.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing also that about 53% of all the caregivers out there are themselves having declining health,
right,
suffering from depression.
They're foregoing their own health and care because, you know, when they're not at work, they're not at the gym because they're home taking care of their mom or dad or spouse. And, you know, that is lost time from them, you know, putting attention on their health needs.
Well, so tell everyone kind of how we got thinking about this in greater way, that flood of calls that we got years ago.
This was our aha moment. You know, we started off with a simple business model and have grown it as we've become introduced to other needs that we feel like we need to get in and meet and help. And one of those came about with the Elder Care Assistance Program was a rash of calls. I want to say it was four different families in the course of like 2 weeks.
Yes.
That were all school teachers, all in one school district.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, you hear firsthand, you know, they all had the same story. It was, you know, one was living in a assisted living with her mom, laying bedside on the floor because where they were didn't have that level of oversight where she felt like her mom was safe overnight from getting up and moving around and having a fall.
So often.
And then she'd get up and go to work when their staff staffed up for the day. And she tried to work after sleeping on the floor.
Absolutely.
And this happened over a course of months.
So often at the hospital, family is asked to stay bedside or to, you know, or to hire a caregiver 24 hours to stay bedside. Well, if they don't have the resources to hire a caregiver to sit bedside 24/7, then it's family taking shifts.
Right. So it was just, you know, that aha moment, like, you know, here is just one profession and one school district, and there's this much need and there's this much jockeying of, you know, how do we support them? How do they, you know, mitigate lost time? This is a system that has a substitute teacher system, you know, as a backbone. And still there's that stress and worry and challenge with staffing.
Well, I want to inject some of God's word here. Proverbs 11:14 says that where there is no guidance, the people fail. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. And that is the provision that we believe that God has called us to as senior care advisors, that we are advising and helping to restore a restoration of some normalcy back and do that with integrity and quality providers, quality, you know, helping families to make informed decisions about what's going on.
Well, let's talk about the employees and the impact this has on them. I mean, we've kind of hit some of the big highlights about $36 billion are lost by employers. I'm sorry, not employees, but employers are lost by employers in productivity each year. So there's definitely a financial hardship when you lose anyone in your organization. There's efforts to cross-train when people are out so that there's some redundancy in your system. But when that one special person or, you know, anyone in your organization fills a very specific important role, or else they wouldn't be there, and when they drop out and you don't know when they're coming back.
No.
That's the other side of this, is that, you know, you get that 30-minute notice, like, hey, I'm leaving today and I've got to go to, you know, Tampa, or I've got to go, you know, across town to go help my mom. And I'm not sure what it's going to look like for several days.
And when they do return to work, maybe their parent is still in rehab, maybe transitioning home. You know, I'm not going to be 100% productive. I'm going to be distracted. I'm probably going to be Googling a lot of information.
Right. So we talk about mental stress, lack of sleep, substance abuse. When you were just operating, you're burning both candles at both, or both, you're burning the candle at both ends. You are going to find things that help you maintain energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you have, as an employer, you're losing staff, but you're losing revenue. And, you know, that cannot be sustained. So the best thing is implementing some resources and having some trusted providers that you can plug in with your employees to get them back to work sooner and to get their life and their personal lives restored. SHRM has a great quote. Thank you. Well, why don't you say the quote?
They say, employers, whether they believe it or not, they are paying for elder care.
And that's SHRM, which is an organization for HR directors.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they're struggling with this, especially as we have 10,000 new seniors every day and baby boomers that have comorbidities, which is my word for the week.
Yes. Comorbidities.
Comorbidities. So that's really the heart of the issue. And, you know, we're not going to leave you sick. We're not going to leave you without an answer. But we wanted to explore kind of what the challenge is. And you may be listening, and this has happened in your organization. So you may be shaking your head going, yep, know all about this, or personally, or this could be around the corner for you with an employee. So
And real quick, I know we're short on time, but the other thing that has to be realized is kind of the big thing that we have to educate on is we're talking about the adult children. You know, people think, well, my employee average age is, you know, younger, but they've got parents that are in this stage.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about our elder care assistance program, how to implement one in your organization. You are listening to The Harvest, and we are glad that you are joining us. Stay tuned.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. Silent night. Holy.
Welcome back to The Harvest. My wife is just laughing at me. I mean, what can be better than a classic Christmas song and Frank Sinatra?
What can
be better?
It's awesome. I'm just
laugh at me. That's fine.
I will.
Welcome back to The Harvest. Today we are talking about how an organization can do better to prepare and equip themselves with resources to help their team members cope with the senior care crisis. Wow, that was amazing prose. There.
But it's the heart of the matter, right?
So we're talking about Elder Care Assistance Program. It falls under that category of employee assistance programs or employee assistance benefits. So we cleverly kept the same acronym with EAP.
Yes, I'm going to give you
care
full credit
assistance
for that.
Program.
So now you're like, I'm hooked, Hans and Amy. We need this at our organization. What is the next step? Well, hold on.
Whoa.
We're going to ground it in some more scripture.
All right.
Yes. This is a good one. Honey,
yeah,
why
I was
going to
say
it.
Oh, off the rails. Hebrews 13:17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you.
I like that one. I like that. That speaks right to you if you are a leader in an organization and you have employees. So team members, absolutely obey your leaders and submit to them. But guess what? You as a leader are keeping watch over the souls and you are a steward of those people. And God has put you in that position of leadership to care for them mm-hmm. and love for them. And I'm telling you, aside from a crisis with your children, there nothing stabs you in the heart more quicker and makes you act faster than knowing that a parent is having a medical crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you need a partner. Did I say that loud?
Yeah, no, you got it out there.
You need a partner that can help with resources. You need, I always hate that term, an expert. You need an experienced partner.
Mm-hmm.
Who can cover the entire continuum of care. That means your friend who could recommend a home care company, not an expert.
Right.
That internet website that is general for, you know, multiple people with multiple issues, not specific to your specific needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it comes down to that. Like, you know, we didn't create this program in day one of our company. We had to develop the resources and understand the dynamics and have the partners, the vetted partners out there to fill the complete spectrum of needs that are integral to a healthcare crisis. So it's elder care, elder law attorneys, financial advisors, rehab facilities, knowing their aptitudes, their acceptance of different insurance companies.
Medicare information.
Medicare information to understand and be able to speak into, okay, well, they're going to start off with so many days and then there's going to be an evaluation point.
Disease process.
Right. Disease process. And then assisted living, independent living, hospice care.
Home care.
So, you know, a resource that's going to help you with one of those aspects is not going to help you with the rest. So,
but can I just find all that information online?
You can find information online, but do you have the experience, the wherewithal, and to interpret that information? And do you have the current data about that facility or that home care, change in ownership, you name it? We could fill several shows about how contemporaneous this dynamic is. I mean, it's only as good as the changing ownership of an organization or a company.
Absolutely. And
or a loss of a nurse, or you name it.
Right. So the information on the internet, for the most part, is marketing material.
Right.
And I said that loud because I can't tell you how many times I have gone to websites and it absolutely does not reflect the information that families truly need. So you need someone who's local. You need someone. Of course, I'm going to say you need senior provisions. We have the best senior care advisors. They understand all of their particular areas that they cover, and they have partnerships. I had a family call me this morning looking for memory care before the end of the year. I mean, Christmas does not stop in senior, or right, senior care doesn't stop because it's the holidays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the exact area she's looking, all the memory care is full. I know of a quality community that has an available apartment. I texted her right back and I said, you've got to move on this. If, you know, otherwise you're going to be on a wait list, and that's going to be into the new year. So, you know, that kind of on timely information. And
well, you also can speak into the other aspects that's going on, you know, yeah. The insurance dynamic. We could talk about, you know, how many Medicare days do they have left? How are they responding to physical therapy? Are they going to need a transition, or is there an interim step of a 1 month
respite stay
yep, that, you know, could fill in this gap, establish more stability in their health, and then a better, bigger picture decision could be made. It's just having that wherewithal of the resources out there to address these crises.
So here's the goal. Get mom and dad taken care of with trusted care and a care plan, and get back to work. Get back to your life knowing with peace of mind mom and dad are taken care of.
To also know that person that you're connected with, that advisor, is going to be updating you on, you know, what's going on, what decision points are coming up, what recommendations are around that decision point.
Yep.
And walk you through that process.
So we're gonna preach like we always do. Don't wait for the crisis. Prepare mm-hmm. in advance. And so, as a leader, as an employer, by bringing us in as a partner, we can bring in education. We're gonna trigger things throughout all of this next year. Ooh, we don't have mom's legal documents up to date. Okay, you got homework now. Oh gosh, you know, we didn't even think about safety features in the home. Okay, now you got homework. If you do these things in little pieces, when the crisis comes, you have a plan in place. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, we're great at crisis management, but I don't want to have to do that all the time. I'd rather go, okay, I'm sorry this is happening. Let's implement our plan. How nice would that be? And I know there's some planners out there that are shaking their head like, I don't know how other people exist without a plan, but trust me. More than you know, and there's family dynamics, and we'll walk through those with you. But we have a crisis management team. So not only are we helping to prepare in advance by bringing in education, senior care panels, providing newsletter and content for your newsletter, for mm-hmm. for your company or your organization, we'll come in and we'll do some life planning. We'll do some care consultation in advance. And then our crisis management team, we're going to go out, we're going to do an assessment, we're going to give you immediate help. We have a network of vetted providers that are quality, integrity, responsive. And then guess what? You got us. You got us as long as you need us. So we're going to be ongoing follow-up with you. The one thing I always say about senior care, wait, and it's going to change. It's very much like the weather. You know, dad wasn't doing well at the hospital. Doctor was talking about hospice services. Okay, we were talking about that last week. Now, guess what? Dad's up and walking. So mm-hmm. now let's change and switch and think about rehab options. But guess what? My job is to already be thinking in 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, how is he going to transition home? Can he? And I will have plan B and I will have plan C.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I take that over?
No, I just, you know, I'm just trying to figure out other ways to amplify that, but it does it so well. Yeah. And then, you know, you can understand as an employer, this is the system, this is the apparatus you have in place in time of need, and it bears no cost to you.
Right. And it's going to look different for every organization. That's the one thing that we have kind of structured information we can email to anyone and come in and sit down. But we really want to understand the needs of your organization. What would work best for you? Mm-hmm. Would it be, a lunchtime lunch and learn? Would it be us coming in and you having a sign up and us sitting down and making appointments with your employees that are dealing with this, you know, general information versus, hey, let's just get right to the heart of the matter.
Right. For every business and organization we work with, it generally looks different for each of them, how they want to engage us, how they want to utilize our services beforehand or in crisis, all of that. And interestingly enough, kind of like off break, the last point I made in the last segment was talking about age. And Amy kind of challenged me, like, why did you bring that up? And it's like, well, in giving that presentation to that director of HR, I can see in their face, like, well, everyone in my business is, you know, in their 20s to 40s, maybe some in their 50s.
Yes.
And they do not understand that I'm talking about their parents.
Yep.
I'm not talking about your employees but your employees will be pulled away in that moment of crisis.
Absolutely. Well, for more information about our Elder Care Assistance Program, you can call us at 888-979-8783. You can also and always go to our website at seniorprovisions.com. We'd be happy to meet with you and talk more about your specific needs. So when we come back, I'm so excited. We are going to wrap up
our... Get pen and paper.
That's right. If gift giving is your love language, you don't want to miss this. We are going to be talking about great gift ideas for older adults, whether it's Christmas time, anniversary, birthday. Let's get them something that they really can use. You're listening to The Harvest.
You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
Support for The Harvest comes from Thrivent Financial. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. For more than a century, Thrivent has helped Christians make financial decisions that reflect their values and help them be wise with money and live generously. More than 2 million Christians count on Thrivent to help strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Whether you're preparing for your financial future or responding to a sudden change, there are ways to proceed wisely. Local financial professionals can provide one-on-one guidance to help you. To learn more, contact Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-U-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email thriventseniorsolutions@thriventcom. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Welcome back. I don't want to interrupt that beautiful song. I love the season. I love more the reason for the season. You are listening to the Harvest Radio Show, and I'm Hans. I'm seated next to my bride, Amy. Yes, we're doing a wrap-up, so I thought, you know.
Just in case people forgot who I was.
Maybe.
No.
So welcome to the Harvest Show. This is our wrap-up segment where we are doing, I think, a really cool thing. We're talking about what to give your loved one, especially if their love language is gift-giving. And we find, as you all know, the hardest person to buy for is that senior in your life. Because if they want it, they bought it, and they have everything already. So we're going to give great ideas for you all to consider with your loved one in buying Christmas gifts for them.
Oh, you're not going to read the examples that I put?
No, I figured that that's part of the content, is it not?
No, I was just...
You're just going to dump it all out there on the
well,
floor.
I was
spill your candy in the lobby.
I'm thinking about things that we've bought for my grandparents over the years, like that fancy weather station that shows the ground temperature in Greenland.
Oh my goodness. Did. You actually wrote something that you were being clever about. Oh, I didn't even appreciate that. Top of the line water pick. You wrote that too.
Top of the line water pick.
Oh man,
so
I missed
that.
So
what do you get for someone who has everything and needs nothing?
Weather, ground temperature in Greenland.
That's the like situation I'm stuck in. My brother-in-law has like everything. I'm like, what do I get him? I have no idea what to get him.
Cash. Well, this one applies.
He's younger than me too.
Oh.
And he already has everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Wow. No, get him nothing. Let him experience that.
No, I get
it. Let him experience that. Wow.
He's getting me something, so I can't not get him something.
A good thank you. You can say thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
No, I know what you mean. Well, maybe there's something on this list, Christian, that he might enjoy. So starting with maybe anything of the month. Now, I specifically was thinking of fruit of the month.
Yeah, going that health route. But, you know, so the point of this is that you receive a gift and you feel appreciated throughout the year.
Yes.
And that, by structure, is a great idea for a gift idea. So you find whatever that avenue is, if it's a carnivore you're buying for, steak of the month, or wine of the month, flowers of the month, fruit of the month, you name it. But like the idea is that gift keeps on giving throughout the year because these seasons are pretty far and few between for
seniors.
Well,
I think along the next one, magazine subscription. Would he enjoy a magazine subscription?
I don't think he's much of a reader.
Yeah, everything
he's more
online.
Of a doer. Yeah. I'm also going to kind of jump in on that magazine thing with subscription, especially now. Like there's so many different subscription based things that like, you know, there's shaving stuff, there's hair products, there's beard products. There's like there's so many different things that you could really get into subscription-based too.
Well, and also subscription-based too is magazines in general. That's become a flat format where you just subscribe to the access to all of these titles.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can search your heart's content and find everything about photography or everything about gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. A book series. If my grandmother.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. If it had, if it has a lady in a Southern Belle dress with a hunk of a hunk guy, she's reading it.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's not you know high literature, but she enjoys it. It gives her a chance to kind of, you know, escape for a minute.
Reading is a great activity.
Absolutely,
for your brain.
For as long as you can. So. You know, maybe even a series that, you know, you can buy all at once and then she can read over the coming months.
And here's one that's popular. You probably have heard of it, but it bears mentioning again, a digital photo frame. So you can put together a series of photos that happen throughout the year of their grandchildren, your vacations, time together that you spent, places that you want But, you know, grandparents cannot get enough photos of their grandchildren.
Oh, no. Hope they're not listening, but this is what we're going to do for some of our family.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. But along the same lines, sometimes the digital stuff there's a learning curve on that.
Right.
So if nothing else, get a beautiful photo album and put in pictures, current pictures of the grandkids.
And then getting back to a little bit of like a subscription-based services. So a home cleaning service, a home lawn service, a card for transportation services.
Yep.
Just that thing that just keeps on giving throughout the year.
I thought of over the years, we've done some visits to nursing homes at different times, and we give out socks and lotion, and just putting together a basket of some spa items. Included in that basket should be an insulated water bottle that with maybe.
I know, hydration.
I always got that second agenda, don't I?
Well, and part of that too, and I know it firsthand, is there's never enough blankets in the house for them. They just are more susceptible to being chilled, cold natured. So that wonderful down blanket my mom loved so much was a gift that just kept on giving.
Yep. Love that. And I'm heading that direction with my four blankets.
You are in.
So I saw this item on Facebook, and it was really awesome. And I thought, this is great. So there is out there a cushion that rotates almost like a Lazy Susan.
Yes.
And it's a thick, almost inch and a half, 2-inch foam cushion.
We have no stock in this company.
No, we don't. But it was a great idea. So you can put it in the car. And then the biggest trouble that older adults have is rotating their legs out of the car.
In and out of the car. So they can sit kind of naturally in the seat and then pivot and rotate and get their legs into the car or vice versa.
Yep, absolutely.
Amazing.
So tell about the one gift that we got your mom a few years back how well that went.
This is going to either be a hit or a miss, but you'll know your parents, but a bird feeder. My mom's always had a love of birds. And when they moved down here from Pennsylvania, there's, I guess, in general, more bird activity here. So in the way their living room was set up, she had a great view of some beautiful windows that looked out into the woods. And so we got a bird feeder. And I mean,
it was great entertainment.
We would have family visits, you know, almost twice a month, I would say.
Yes.
So frequently enough, like, you know, okay, we've talked about the bird feeder. Glad you love it. But we would have that conversation again. Oh, you know, every phone call, you won't believe we saw this. And I looked it up and it's called a, you know, what a golden finch, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm so glad you're enjoying that.
It was awesome.
So yeah, it paid dividends.
Well, and along the lines too, some puzzle books, Sudoku, word find, again, brain health. I'm always thinking that, those bulbs that grow, amaryllises and paperweights, those are...
Narcissus.
Hyacinths.
They can go on.
I know. Those are wonderful. And boy, after Christmas, to have those blooming brings such cheer. And then our recent gift that you got was a Google Mini. Again, we are not associated with Google specifically, but that's awesome. I said last night, Google. Play some traditional, actually I said play Christmas music, and then Britney Spears came on, and then I said, Google, play traditional Christmas music.
And she talks like that to this little spherical
speaker.
It's lovely. That's probably a gift in and of itself.
Absolutely.
But seeing you interact with that.
That's great. Well, they can ask what the weather is and all of that. So let's close out this list of gifts with a great scripture.
Oh, well, I was going to give the last one. We have time for the last one. No.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Go the safety route. Hand shower, handrails, night lights, call button system. Think about safety. All right. So Ephesians 2:8. For by your grace, you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. This is a gift of God.
And that is the best gift that we could get during the holidays, is the gift of Jesus Christ. And just pray that you have him in the front of your mind and the top of your heart this season. If you are interested in being a sponsor with us, or if you are interested in having a question addressed on the Harvest Radio Show, we would love to hear from you. You can submit your question at seniorprovisions.com or call us at 888-979-8783.
And we want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. You can contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-YOU-THRIVE. And we are so grateful for all our sponsors throughout this year, and we're grateful for all of our listeners. Thank you for being a part of this.
And we're going to sign off with Philippians 4:19. My God will provide for all of your needs through his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. You've been a provision for us. This radio show has been a provision for us as well. Mm-hmm. And we just thank God, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining The Harvest, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year.